Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey everyone, I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where it's all about getting the perfect blend of a great sounding podcast, meaningful purpose, and customer-led innovation, and bringing it together with a touch of pop culture appeal. Thanks for joining us.
Also known as Thingmans West of the Rockies.
Amazing.
Wait, no, it's a thing known as Best Thing West of the Rockies.
Best Thing West of the Rockies. Exactly. That was the brand statement for Hellmann's mayonnaise.
This is I know we've talked about this at some point in our lives, but I can't remember where you fall on the Hellmann's Best Foods mayonnaise name controversy that was ripping our nation apart.
I know, it really is ripping our nation apart, and this must be some bizarre artifact of my dual life structure, where I spent half of it in the middle, and then the back half has been on the West Coast. I truly could not, with a gun to my head, tell you the name of the mayonnaise that is in my fridge at any given time. I just know it's the blue stuff, and the thing is that's the same. Because it's pretty much the same logo, right?
Like, oh, right. Best, yeah, it's exactly the same logo.
Identical logo. And so I'm just like, I don't know. You buy the blue kind.
Yeah.
And I don't know what name it is.
Bring out the best foods. What? No, that's redundant. Bring out the Hellmann's and bring out the best.
So clearly. So you're a Hellmann's.
I'm Hellmann's. Guy. Hellmann's all the way. My wife is very best foods and argues. I will on her behalf say her argument is like, no, it doesn't make sense to say Hellmann's and then bring out the best because you haven't said best.
So, like, which one do we? This is I'm genuine here. Which one is in California?
The Best Foods brand.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I was about to flip a mental coin and say it was Hellmann's.
No, Hellmann's is, and the weird thing is, it's west of the Rockies, so it's not even like half and half. It's just California, Arizona, Washington, Oregon, I guess Colorado, but like everybody else does Hellmann's. And also that weird that they never resolved that, you know?
Uh-huh.
It's the Carl's Jr. Hardee's of our day. But wait, I guess it's the other way. Carl's Jr. Hardee's is the modern equivalent.
Is the modern equivalent. Yeah. That's so funny. I really, truly would have guessed that it was probably Hellmann's. Yeah, I'm sure I have Hellmann's in my fridge right now, but no, it's best.
Yeah.
Yeah, no help.
Well, you know, I am going to be help to all of you because you've been wondering, is Jenna Ortega a thing? And I'm here to tell you yes, because I can't stop seeing people talking about her, whether it's Variety and Deadline writing about her, whether it's people on Twitter talking about her, whether it's Know Your Meme, putting up every single meme around her and the dance that she does as Wednesday on the Netflix show Wednesday, which is why she's a thing. So Wednesday, also a thing, but mostly Jenna Ortega is the thing coming out of the thing that is Wednesday. She's everywhere.
Oh, thank you so much for being on this show with me, because somebody would have said Jenna Ortega and I would have been like, huh? Because I haven't been following. I'm not caught up on Wednesday. I've just been whatever, being hardcore. And I had no idea. But now that I'm looking her up, I'm like, oh yeah, this girl's everywhere.
Yeah, she's all over the place, right?
She's all over the place.
What's funny is I remember seeing the trailers for Wednesday. I haven't watched it. I may watch it. I'm interested.
It's great.
And I heard it's great. It's definitely a younger generation show. Like all of the friends that are around my same age, or at least within 10 years, are like saying the same things that you and I are saying. Like, looks great. Probably going to watch it. Haven't watched it yet.
Running right for it.
It set a record. It is the fifth most watched show in any language on Netflix already like 12 days in or whatever, 10 days in. Like it passed Bridgerton's full 28 day total already.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
This girl is a thing. We are old. Like, where are... It sometimes is kind of upsetting when you discover that a whole entire... Like, we know this, right? We live in a universe where we are highly aware of the multiverse, the thingy, the yes. multi-thing verse. There are entire parallel universes of things that are happening all around us all the time, and we're aware.
Absolutely, yeah.
But man, when you just like whiffed right past one like this... Whew, it hurts. Like
the rumor that RM got a driver's license, totally a thing for Army, not a thing for most people. If you know, you know. Jenna Ortega, you know, though, a thing for
busting out.
Yeah, most people. And so, yeah, when you're like, oh, I'm not experiencing this thing, it does make me feel a little left out.
I know, totally. That's why I'm so glad. That's why, honestly, I am genuinely grateful for this show.
This is what we do for each other, Molly. I feel the same way with your things all the time.
It's like, oh, thank God you mentioned this because I would have missed it. And yeah. I would have been totally embarrassed because, wowzer, she is omnipresent.
And I started to say this earlier, but I remember watching the trailer and thinking like, oh, she does a good job as Wednesday. I bet this is going to be good. And then, yeah, I haven't watched it, but... Apparently everyone agrees when they've actually watched the show. The dance Incredible. She does is the thing I've seen everybody talking about and parodying mm-hmm. and all of that. So, yeah.
See?
Jenna Ortega.
You know, that's why you turn up every week. Mm-hmm. So you can be like, oh, hey, okay, good, great.
Now you know.
Well, it is December and you know we're all shopping. So if you have been looking for a gift idea, I am here to tell you that for whatever reason... Some sort of return to Richie Rich classiness or something. Tennis bracelets are completely back. They are like a huge jewelry trend this year, along with tennis necklaces.
What makes a necklace a tennis necklace? And I only ask the necklace because I kind of understand the tennis bracelet thing. Like it's a looser bracelet, basically, right?
No, it's a diamond.
Oh, it's...
Yep.
Wait, that's all it is? If it's a tennis bracelet, yeah. It's a diamond?
I mean, there are other types, but no. Oh. The thing that makes it a tennis bracelet is that it's diamond. It's just like a simple, it's a string of diamonds all the way around. Yeah.
Why so is that? Like, okay, now I'm even more confused. I thought yeah. I do and I don't. So why is that a tennis? Why would you play tennis with wearing diamonds? That seems like a horrible idea.
Yeah, no idea.
And I know no really, one really actually dumb. Plays tennis while they're wearing these, but.
Chris Everett did, apparently, during the US Open.
Oh, is that why? So then,
I don't think that's even necessarily why it's called that, but mm-hmm. she did actually play wearing one of these bracelets during the 1987 US Open, and it came, like, went flying.
Now I have to find out why it's called a tennis bracelet. But yes, okay.
I know, please do.
So my question now applies to both things. Why?
Yeah, no idea. But also, they're apparently back. And they're back with cubic zirconia. I'm seeing like lots and lots of ads for... I think there's this kind of return that's like a, you know, it's a classic style. It goes with... it goes with everything. No, it kind of... For a minute there was a trend. And I think we might have missed it on the show or talked about it in a pre-show, possibly. But it was a trend of getting these matching kind of like infinity bracelets, mother-daughter... Where the bracelet's actually sort of like welded on, like you go and just have it. So it doesn't have a clasp. Can't take it off. Uh-huh. And it had that vibe. And then there's also stacking is back. Like you remember in the 90s, everybody was stacking their bracelets and necklaces.
Yeah.
And so then these little understated diamond bracelets and necklaces are really easy to stack. And then on top of that, I'm seeing lots of lab-grown diamond tennis bracelets and necklaces. And so they're talking about how you can get cheap ones. So it's almost like it's become a little bit more of a trend because now you can get like a $300 one or a $150 one.
And the lab-grown diamond thing, right? So mm-hmm. now you're stacking things.
Exactly. You got like thing on thing on thing.
Mm-hmm. So but according to Forbes, this article is from 2015. In 1987, Chris Evert stopped an intense tennis match to search for a bauble, as they put it in this article. I assume it might have been a diamond that flung off her wrist. And from then on, that kind of bracelet was called a tennis bracelet.
Oh, really? It is because of that?
That's what Forbes says.
So funny.
Yeah.
I did not know. Yeah, it's back. I was going to go only with tennis necklace because that's what I'm seeing so much in my Instagram ads. Uh-huh. There is a like 2018 article that's like tennis necklaces are going to be the next big jewelry trend. And I sort of think that's what's happening here. But the bracelet is the classic. And that's what like Hollywood Reporter pegged as current jewelry trend. So I'm just going to edit and say both.
Yeah. Tennis jewelry.
Tennis jewelry that you should not wear to play tennis.
Apparently, unless you're Chris Evert and can stop any match to look for your tennis bracelet.
To look for your tennis bracelet. Yeah. Exactly. If you can pull that off. But yeah, I mean, like, here's one for like $95. It's beautiful.
That's not bad. Zirconia. Oh, that's cubic zirconia. Yeah. Are the lab-grown ones even cheaper or are they around the same?
Lab-grown ones sit probably right between diamond and...
because the deal with lab grown, if I remember right, is that they are technically as good as an actual diamond. They're just not from a mine.
Exactly. So they can still be, they're still pretty premium priced.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
The Tiffany version, thank you to the Discord, is $68,000.
Oh, that's all?
You're going that round. Yeah. And it's tacky. It's got like a big, like, butterfly in the middle.
If
like,
used car prices weren't coming back down, I could just sell my used car and buy one of those.
Producer Rich says, you're worth it.
You've got a friend in the diamond business.
Exactly. So there you go. Gift solved.
Well, if you've got your tennis bracelet and tennis necklace, all right, you may be looking for something fun to do with your hair. May I suggest peekaboo hair? Do you know the peekaboo hair trend?
I know, but I have so many questions. Oh my God.
It's where you dye the lower level of your hair. So when it sits straight, it just looks like you have one color. But as soon as you fluff it up or swish, the other color shows out. And it can be any color. It could be like brunette on top, blonde on the bottom, could be pink and could be rainbows. Like what the color doesn't really seem to matter, but it's hiding the color under one other color. It does seem to be that you have a more natural color on top so that there's a contrast when it peeks out.
This is, first of all, so pretty. And second, I totally did this when I was 14 years old, meaning that this once again, incredibly is the 90s. I really think this might be a 90s return, but also this is
probably another 90s thing, huh? Yeah.
It looks so cool, like the really dark hair and then the white underneath. Mm-hmm. Or there's one where they're combining the silver, like the gray hair trend with like this turquoise underneath.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. I want to be a Gen Z with like fabulous hair. This is so cool.
I was alerted to this trend. I must credit Chaewon from La Seraphim in one of the videos that they did where she called it peekaboo hair. And I was like, oh, it has a name. I was like immediately logged it.
And it's clearly like a thing. Like it's, you know, peekaboo hair trends to try and trending styles in 2022. Like it's everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. All the kids are doing it. What I haven't looked up is how you do it. I assume you have to carefully bring up the top layer into a, like some kind of ponytail or something and then aluminum foil it off or whatever. But I bet it's a bit of it doesn't seem like something you can do super easy. Like you have to take some care to make sure you get the top layer, right?
Yeah. It's hard to do by yourself. If I recall,
yes, can't you pay somebody? I know that part. How do the person you pay do it, though? That's what
I did it at my grandma's house. I'm just saying. And my cousin Emily helped me. Like, I am having such a flashback right now. I can 100%.
Do you remember how you did it?
This. Yeah. I mean, you just clip up, you just comb up a top layer, clip it, and then just apply the dye. You use like a brush or you just carefully apply it to the hair below.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And I don't even think I foiled it, but foiling it would definitely make it easier.
If you comb up the top layer, I guess it's pretty easy to just let stuff fall and be the lower layer, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm doing it and you can't see me, which is hilarious, but you would just sort of gather get Eileen to show you. You would just gather the top layer and then you would comb in and make it like a little sort of ponytail on top of your head. And then there's hair hanging down in the back. And then you would just make sure that it was a nice even part, if you will. And then you just dye the stuff that's hanging down.
Oh, love it.
Clip the top stuff out of the way and dye the stuff that's hanging down. Oh my God, this is so cute. I love peekaboo hair. I want to have it all.
You could. Why couldn't you? Why couldn't you have peekaboo hair?
I mean, I can actually.
Yeah.
Shit, I might have to be doing this. I'm shopping.
Report back.
Oh my gosh, do I want turquoise?
Oh yeah. What I hadn't even got purple? To that part, right?
I
what
color
if you do colors? It, what colors?
Exactly. When I was 14, I had long blonde curly hair and I did burgundy, like a real purpley burgundy underneath. Oh,
that's cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was nice and it was kind of subtle.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah.
This is too fun. I love it.
I will not be doing peekaboo hair because I don't have enough hair.
Yeah. That's fair. That's fair. I'm eyeballing the dogs. Like, I'm looking around at everybody right now. Unfortunately, the dogs would probably be not even notice what I was doing because those guys are so dumb. They're sharing one brain cell.
Oh, is that a thing? Is that a thing people say, Mollywood?
It is like, not only is it a thing people say, there are all these hilarious variations on it. Like, so-and-so, the one brain cell is free today. Like, there will be like a TikTok and it's a cat staring into space and it'll be like, the brain cell is free today and this one's hoping to catch it when it makes its swing around
There's a cinematic universe for the brain cell about
one. Cinematic universe for the most part. So it'll be like, it frequently comes up sub thing, by the way, orange cats. Like, people are really into orange cats and they have this like unique personality type.
Right.
But so there'll be like fun facts about orange cats. They all share the same brain cell.
Same brain cell. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are orange cats famously dumb? I don't remember orange cats being famously dumb.
I don't remember that either. But yeah, apparently they are famously gregarious and dumb and food.
I definitely I can remember all the orange cats I've ever known being like outgoing, you know, and sort of like, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, it's a whole category, orange cat.
Sharing one brain cell. See, now you've returned the Jenna Ortega favor because I can start using this and sound cool.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Or probably not, but at least I know what people mean when they say it.
It's just so funny, too. I mean, it's just sort of one of those things where, like, I think the reason I like it and every time I see it, it makes me laugh. Like, it's just sort of one of those, I found a BTS sharing one brain cell video.
Oh, really?
On YouTube. Hold, please. Where yes. I think they just like screwed it up.
So that it was probably, my guess is it's going to be from Run BTS, which is where they do all crazy, weird stuff.
Or they just like did something kind of dingy. It looks like they're holding hands.
Oh, it looks like it's at an interview.
Oh, yeah. No, they're trying to hold hands. And one of them's like, what are you doing? Did you do it
and
right?
And then he says, why are we holding hands? I don't know. Yeah.
Sharing one brain cell. I mean, it's colorful. Like, I don't know who came up with it, but yes, this is one at some point, there's probably going to be a crossover where it's like Jenna Ortega sharing one brain cell with, you know, her co-star or whatever.
Well, that's what I was going to say is what I love about it is it's not just a phrase that you say that way. It's a concept that you can mold and suit any situation with.
Right. Like waiting for the brain cell to arrive.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, amazing.
And the variations are, that's a, such an, exactly, like the variations are hilarious. Like, you didn't get the brain cell today.
I'm sorry. I don't have the brain cell this weekend.
Exactly.
I only have visitation rights for the brain cell.
Exactly. Like, once you put the brain cell in the category of an entity that enables
it's just a
or
thing
disables.
That you can share.
Then you can do endless variations.
I love this.
All of them are hilarious.
I lost Siri the brain TW. Cell in the divorce.
The brain cell in the divorce? Like, great. I mean,
that's great.
I know. This is just literally a happy one. It just makes me laugh so hard.
I like it. Thank you for bringing that. That's amazing.
Oh, this is such a fun show. This is such a fun show. And you know who makes it better?
What?
All of you.
Oh,
all of
yes,
you,
all
dear
of
listeners. Mm. And your emails, feedback@itsathing.me is where you can send us things to just make the show a thing-stravaganza.
The thing-mongers among you.
thingmongers. And honestly, I would have brought this thing had Chip from Rainy Boston not taking care of it because
Thank you, Chip.
Wow.
Yeah, this is definitely a thing. This in fact, I may insane. Have this in the bullpen still.
Probably.
Oh, no. I got rid of it.
Chip writes in with the latest AI hotness. ChatGPT is already over. Hey, Motori. I wanted to point out a social media thing if you haven't already seen it all over your various feeds. AI-generated avatars and portraits all seem to stem from the app Lensa, which has been around since 2018, but added this particular AI feature about a week ago. As of Friday night, I hadn't seen any. Saturday morning, I saw four people posting them before lunch. I did a quick search and found this TechCrunch article talking about the trend from Thursday. Not sure how long this thing will last, but for now, it seems to be the trendy thing to post on your Insta, Facebook, Twitter, Hive, and Mastodon feeds.
totally nailed it, Chip. Saw Len Peralta, who's always on these things early, I think Thursday evening, posting about this. I didn't kind of get in on it until Saturday myself when I did it. And here's the sub thing to it. Lensa, very smart in that apparently different people were paying different prices for the pack. So you could do a free trial of the app, but you still had to pay $3.99 to have it generate the avatars. Remember to cancel the subscription to the app.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But some people were saying, well, I paid $12.99. So I think if you didn't do the free trial subscription, they charged you to do the avatar pack at three times the price.
Wow. Clever. We were talking about it on the pre-show for Twist today, and it does sound like they raked in $500,000 over 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
I have to admit, it's smart of them to monetize it. Well, I downloaded it and saw that it was a $50 subscription after a week's trial. And I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to dip
not gonna risk it
because I'll forget. Yep. I don't want to risk it. It's Christmas. I need to spend that money on other things. So I haven't done it, but it's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere.
Yep. I very carefully took photos that were already available and probably being used in other data sets anyway of myself.
Smart. Also smart.
And I did it, and it was fun because it put out some weird stuff.
Really?
The weird stuff was my favorite.
Maybe I'm gonna have to do it.
Well, could pay the extra to not have to remember to cancel.
That's true.
I mean, I think that's another part of this that's interesting is I bet you in 2007, 2008, people would have been like, no, I'm not paying. And that never would have caught on.
Yep.
There is less of an anti-paying situation these days.
Yeah.
For whatever reason.
That's actually really true. And it feels appropriate here too, because it's like, well, it's making art. It's generating a thing. It's generating a thing based on other artists' IP, but you know.
Well,
sure, fine.
I go all over place with that, where it's like, yeah, but you know, training something on IP is way different than ripping it off. Some people equate it. I'm like, this is not the same. It would be nice to make sure that people have given informed consent that their art can be used for training. But to me, it doesn't feel that much different than someone looking at someone's art and then learning to draw like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just a computer algorithm do it. And I think sometimes people's brains jump to it's using their art and ripping it off. And I don't think that's actually what's going on.
I am glad to hear you say that, and we will have that conversation on another show at some point, because I do think it's very interesting and is unquestionably going to be a great debate of our time.
Yeah, and we've had that debate, and Scott Johnson feels a little more strongly on the I want to know what my art, because he's an artist, right?
Right.
This is one of those things where there's not a right or wrong answer because we're all trying to figure it out. So the debate is good because it's going to help us get to that consensus at some point.
Also, it makes Ari look so pretty.
Do you like my avatars? I put them in the Discord.
Oh my God. Let me see. Whoa. Dude.
The one without my face in it. Yeah. By the way, just so you know, the one that only shows the torso, I did not give anything that had a torso in it. So it's not picking my torso when it made that torso.
It didn't seem like you.
Yeah. Everything I gave it was a headshot.
Oh, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Immediately. This could not be more fun. Oh my gosh. Amazing.
So well done, Chip.
So anyway, Chip. Yeah. Nailed it.
Yep.
Nailed it, buddy.
Aaron on notifications. I'm sure I'm sure you are all the opinions about this, but maybe this one isn't exactly the same as all the others. Oh, I'm sure you've heard all the opinions about this. Mm-hmm. My take on notifications is, one, always turn notifications on when asked. Two, the instant you get a notification you don't like, then turn them off. That way, the few apps that have good notifications work, and you get the satisfaction of slamming the door on the bad ones. If you turn them all off by default, you'll miss out on a few that you'd actually want to see but would never discover.
Interesting. Interesting. All right. And everybody loved the notifications. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I actually responded to Aaron, and I was like, but if you never know you missed them, then you're not missing them.
The tree just fell in the forest.
Yeah.
You don't
but
even know.
It is a good, like, there's his position is perfectly logically consistent, right? It is different flavor. Yeah.
Yep. Everybody loved the notification conversation, and we got several emails about where it originally started, which is are they silenced in iMessage? Mm. Mandy thinks that just actually might be a different thing and writes, "Hi, Tom, Molly, and Rich. I've also noticed the always have notification silenced thing in iMessage, but I noticed it happened when I would go to message my partner. So I asked. Turns out there was no focus mode enabled. It looked like there was to me, but there wasn't. Since then, I've been noticing all kinds of iMessage weirdness. For example, about one out of every 20 times a particular friend uses a tap back reaction, the message is not acknowledged as read in iMessage. I've also caught message delays between devices, and as far as I can tell, no dropped messages, but maybe iMessage weirdness is the thing for me, and maybe for Molly as well. And Peter also wrote in on iMessage weirdness saying, I don't think it's the flex. It's not the flex of people turning it off. He's like, I think it's an iPhone do not disturb bug.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Which honestly, I feel like I know I've been doing this for almost 20 years now or 20 plus years. But iOS 16 is buggy. I waited for 0.1 and it's buggy. It's like always trying to, I mean, for one thing, there's that, this whole do not disturb thing, which is like strange. And then the speech detect is a complete hot mess. Like, why is it putting commas everywhere and capitalized letters? It's always trying to just randomly out of the blue text the last photo that I took to someone.
Yeah.
That just pops up. And then a new thing happened last night, which is anytime I move my wrist, my iPhone screen comes on thinking that I would like to input some text from the watch keyboard.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Well,
anyway, it's busted. iOS 16, I think, might be busted.
I feel like every software update has a fairly decent chance of having weird stuff happen like this.
I waited for 0.1.
I know.
Yeah. It's just a really complicated piece of software at this point.
Yeah.
But I do think we seem to be circling in, though, at least on this one
specific thing. That it's probably a bug. Yeah.
That it seems like the iMessage notifications thing is a bug. So that I'm going to ask all my friends who have it turned on, like, are you flexing or is this an accident?
No judgment. If you're flexing, flex received.
Awesome.
Yeah. and then we got some sports things. Matt Bat wrote, today I found out that synchronized roller skate dancing is an international competitive sport.
What?
Usually the It's a Thing show focuses on things that have a wide appeal or become a thing to many people, but this sport is obviously a big thing to many people, and it's way more interesting to watch than many traditional Olympic sports. Skate dancing is a thing. Also, YouTube is ESPN 8, the Ocho. It's kind of true, actually. And then this one isn't sports related, but Lee Price just wrote in the following. Just this. This is all that's in the email.
It's amazing.
He's a 10, but in Grizz. Gay Riz.
I mean, I died. I saw that email and I guffawed.
That was really, really funny.
Incredible.
Thank you, Lee Price. You made our day.
You really freaking did. Also, oh my God, YouTube as ESPN 8, the Ocho will not leave my mind. Like, that's so
that's good. Basketball, that's... right? Basketball? Yeah? No?
What? The ESPN 8, the Ocho?
Yeah. Yeah, it's from that movie?
It's from Dodgeball.
Dodgeball. Sorry.
Yep. Yep. Close.
My apologies to both movies for confusing them.
Thanks. thank you for all the wonderful emails, all the thingformations, all the new conversation sparking thing ideas. And of course, thank you for supporting the show. Thank you so much. Patreon.com/it's a thing is where you can support us at any level. Any level will get you access to our Discord where we record live and you can chit chat with us, and we'll probably accidentally read a bunch of your Discords out loud. You get bonus content and ad free RSS feed. And if you support us at the shout out level, the highest level we have, then we make you a special present week after week.
Oh, Rich Struffolino never disappoints. This week, our shout outs are based on descriptions of types of Christmas trees.
This is, why have we never thought of this before? This is going to be incredible.
Brilliant.
All right, let's ping pong.
Let's do it.
The noble Morris Jones is a great type of Christmas patron because of his strong fragrance, which many people associate with the Christmas season.
True. Lee Price has a grand pyramid shape that's sure to make a statement in any home during Christmas.
Kevin Sill has more of a cone-like shape and comes from northern Alberta down to Pennsylvania. If you're looking for a Christmas patron that will fit in a tight corner, this one will make the cut.
The grand Eric Duncan has a robust body and yellowish-green needles. Similar to his family members, he gives off a strong scent.
Jake Woods is relatively new to the Christmas patron market. This type of Christmas patron has a rich green color, a medium fragrance, and strong branches for decorating.
Gabrielle Cohen is a popular Christmas patron because she has the classic qualities of strong branches, a medium fragrance, and a dark green color.
Laura Abel can grow up to 180 feet wow. tall. And you'll notice her lean stature when you bring her home.
I bet you will. Miranda Janelle looks like she is dusted in snow with her waxy grayish blue needles.
Oh, Andrew Bradley is best if you're planning to decorate without heavy ornaments because his branches aren't quite as strong as some other types of Christmas patrons.
Joe Hood has a large round body and a bluish green hue to its needles. Many people refer to him as a white patron because of his appearance. I've met Joe.
I've met Joe.
He does not have bluish green hue to his needles, as far as I remember.
That was careful editing there, my friend. Many people buy fake Christmas patrons with a snow-dusted appearance, but with Louis St. Amour, you can have the best of both worlds.
If you're looking for a stout patron with heavy foliage that can easily be trimmed, then the Virginia Mike Akins is a great option.
James C. Smith has the shape of a Christmas tree, but his leaves are feathery. Great for those with allergies because he doesn't give off an aroma.
Okay, large round aroma. It's dangerous. It's dangerous.
You can see why people would want to support us at the shout out level and get called round, robust,
heavy scented,
weak, stinky,
and Christmassy,
and grayish blue
with grayish blue needles.
Thank you for supporting us anyway. We love you.
Oh, folks, you can also email us your things, feedback@itsathing.me. Please keep them coming.
See you next week.
Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.